Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
This is going to be something I'll remember, and that's a really lovely thing. I don't think I was able to do that in the past.
And James Bay. Come on, let
it go. Don't you agree that everybody needs someone when they feel alone?
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
Vass, it's over to you.
He's the World Cup-winning rugby legend, swapping Grand Slams for Cycle Slams. He's currently completing a ride from Rome to Nice to raise money for Dallaglio Rugby Works. So come in, number 8, your time is up, because we're all Dallally for Lawrence Dallaglio.
Good morning, Lawrence.
Good morning, Chris Bassos and the team. What an introduction. Wow, that's like running out of Twickenham.
So just before REM there, we talked about left brain, right brain. What about left buttock versus right buttock?
Can't tell you. They're both in extreme pain. We're now on the last day, actually. We're just about to depart. Day 10. We've cycled over 1,500 kilometres from Rome. And we're arriving in Nice, which is very nice. We've cycled over, I don't know, about 14,000 metres of mountains and hills. And there's some very, very sore cyclists along with myself. None of us are cyclists, and that's half the problem.
But you do this a lot. How many of these have you done now?
This is the 7th one. I do them every 2 years, the Dallaglio, since I retired. In 2010, I've cycled from Athens to London. I've cycled from Rome to Edinburgh.
Donate now via justgiving.com/campaign/DallaglioCycleSlam2024, or just look up Dallaglio Cycle Slam 2024. Lots of Insta action going, all the socials going, course, as you have to nowadays, and it's all so useful. Andrew Ridgely's on board this year.
He is indeed, yeah. Well, thank you, Andrew. He has been a big supporter, a very good cyclist, annoyingly, although he does weigh about 60 kilos. So he's like a little whippet going.
I've taken to cycling this year for the last 12 months because I couldn't run for a bit last year. So I bought a bike. I've been not anti-cycling, but it wasn't for me. I've completely fallen in love with it. Tell us about your bike. Tell us about your padded shorts. Tell us about the gear. And then give us a few highs and lows of this year's trip, please.
Well, I'm on a Trek bike. It's a road bike. It is apparently one of the best bikes that you can buy. It's on the Tour de France. But unfortunately, what they hadn't really calibrated is that I weigh 18 and a half stone. it goes up very well. It comes down even faster. I think I've recorded a top speed of about 70 kilometres an hour, Woo! Which is quite encouraging. As I said, we've done 10 days of cycling, roughly in the saddle for 5 to 6 hours a day. We've gone through some amazing scenery of mountains, hills, wine region, etc. We've had probably close to about 30 to 40 cyclists taking part, all raising lots of money. I think we're up to over £250,000 raised so far, and I want to hit about 300,000. So Rugby Works, as you know, is a charity that I set up 10 years ago. We work with kids who have been excluded from school, and get them into full-time employment and education. And we do that with about an 85% success rate. So, my simple views on life is that no kids are born bad. The charity does. That's why I'm cycling. I keep saying it's going to be the last one. I've done 7 of these. Yeah. But I don't like odd numbers, so I may have to do an 8.
You're not allowed to stop. It's as simple as that. If you're raising £250,000 a time and over £1 million, all told and counting, and doing such a great job for lots of lads who may not have dads in their orbit, and young girls too, then you just have to crack on. You have no choice. You've got to do an 8th.
Yeah, you have to, and I probably will do. I mean, listen, just to alarm people, there's 160 young people being expelled every single week from school, 160, between the ages of 14 and 17. And currently, 65% of everyone in prison has been expelled from school. And our job is to make sure that the excluded are in society.
Yeah, got it. Lawrence, the line is awful, but you've been brilliant. Please feel free to bring your bike in and have another chat about it. It's so important. I was talking about this just on Monday on the show. Just, you know, mostly lads, obviously lots of girls too, but mostly lads who don't have a strong male figure in their life, really struggling with so many different things. And this is such an important initiative, as there's other similar initiatives going on. But Lawrence, you have our full support. Please come in here and talk about this again, if you don't mind.
Thanks very much, Chris. Thanks, team. Go well.
All right. JustGiving.com/campaign/DeLaliaCycles/Slam2024. So go there to donate. And also, if you want to get on board for the next one, you can go with him. You can go and ride along with him. It's a great thing to do. Vasa, should try it.
I'd love to. In fact, they invited me on one, but I just couldn't. But really? Hang on just one moment.
Yes.
Because Andrew Ridgely is riding the DeLalio Cycle Slam.
Yes.
Wham bam!
Oh, here he goes again.
Cycle slam!
What is wrong with him? What is wrong with him?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Love the 80s? Then you'll love Virgin Radio 80s Plus.
Love Chris Evans. Love the 80s.
Over on Virgin Radio.
80s Plus.
All right, Vassos, this is exciting, isn't it? Over to you, my friend.
We all remember me, our next guests, and we're all very excited for a first new album in 16 years. The Big Decider is out this Friday and they're currently on tour. But first, with the iconic Valerie, get up off your futon and put your best suit on. It's the Zootons!
Yeah, nice one! Was that? That's so cool.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show, guys. How are you?
I'm good, yeah.
All right, we've got Dave coming in hot and Abby and Sean. You don't fancy coming to Netflix this morning just doing that in the foyer, do you?
No.
And, yeah, and this is how it would work, and TFI would come back, and the Zootons would come on, and then everyone would live happily ever after.
Let's go, we've got
yeah,
your back.
Let's do it.
But back. It's take two time, isn't it? You know, for so many of us, you know, I'm doing this show again. You know, I did this show originally. Back in the 90s on Virgin Radio, you were around, not for that long, really, were you? 5-6 years, first time round? That'd be
about
right.
Yeah, well, some people, our albums spanned about 6 years, yeah. We were together for about 10 in total.
But boy, you made your mark, no doubt about that. Yeah. Zootons' origin story, where did you meet? Was it a cafe in Liverpool? Was it a football match? Was it at a cast gig?
Chippy. Kebab shop.
Was it honest?
And Abby worked in a coffee shop. Yeah.
I met them in a way because I used to come in for coffee.
We used to go in after rehearsals, and then it was just like, "Oh, you play sax," and then it was like,
"No
oh,
way,
we need a song with sax." Yeah.
So you were with other bands, you were doing other musical stuff at the time.
These were
okay. Yeah, so what were you doing?
Me, I was doing a band called The Big Kids at the time in Liverpool.
Okay,
I was in a band called Tramp Attack.
Yeah, and you both end up going. Did you two know each other, Sean?
Yeah, we were mates.
So you different bands, same rehearsal rooms, different rehearsal rooms?
Kind of.
Kind of, same building.
Whereabouts was this?
It was in Dale Street in Liverpool.
In the city
centre. Crash and another one called Crash Rehearsal Rooms. It was in Liverpool City Centre.
So it's a scene. There was a little scene going on.
Yeah.
A bunch of everyone doesn't want to call it a scene at the time, but
it was looking back.
Anyway, our left sided grown up still playing on the right side. Oh yes, baby. So Abby, in the coffee shop, was it a franchise coffee shop or an independent?
No, it was like before Starbucks and all that turned up to Liverpool.
I was going
to
say,
but when I started working, I was like, why is everyone like drinking cappuccinos? It's mad. And now it's like obviously just dead normal, but it was called Coffee Union. It's still there. It's changed names, but it's changed ownership. But,
also, cappuccino and a Scouse accent. Cappuccino. Cappuccino. This is Albert Connolly's had an heart attack down the Aussie. Has she? Taking a cappuccino.
That's not bad, you know.
All right. Well,
of course, I'm from Warrington. Well, it's like, you know,
okay.
I can mank it up or I can Scouse it. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Almost qualified. Almost appropriate for me to do that, not quite, but almost. So could you breast her up? Were you grinding the beans and all that stuff?
Well, I was having a go. Yeah.
But a proper coffee machine.
Yeah. It was like
that was way ahead of the game then.
Yeah. This was like 99 or something. Yeah.
Right, and was it a local guy or girl owned the shop?
They weren't from Liverpool. They were Southerners.
Right.
But it was boss.
That's
it was like
they brought the cappuccinos.
Yeah.
What was it called? The coffee shop.
It was called Coffee Union.
Coffee Union.
And Kate Cowie and Dick and Richard. That was
Union.
The people who Coffee Union used to call it. Yeah.
I've heard of Coffee Union.
Now it's Bold Street Coffee.
Got it.
Which has franchise. But
can you still rock a
Oh yeah.
No problem at all.
Yeah.
Best coffee in the world. What would you say?
For me.
Yeah. Best
God.
Type.
Home of the Velvet Foam. Where was that? Seattle.
That's already
the tagline was Home of the Velvet Foam, and I was like, we've got to go.
So you land well. You still land very well in North America, don't you, as a band?
We're going back over in September. Yes.
What's that like? What kind of venues do you play? Whereabouts are you going? Which I mean, you've lived there for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, sure. It's been so long that I don't know. Do you know what we should?
We're doing
we should know the tour dates. But
no. But what kind of vibe? What kind of vibe is it?
Is it like 500, please?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Like,
see, that's what you want.
Yeah,
that's what I want to get. That's the gigs I want to go and see.
Yeah.
They're great, aren't they?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Cool. So you're back. It all began sort of 8-9 years ago because you were playing for a mate, sadly, in memory of a friend who passed away.
Yeah.
So that was the first time you got back together for, what, almost
Since
7 or 8 years?
6 years, like that, yeah.
All right, and then what happened next?
And then it went so well on the night that we all just were sort of looking at each other like, this could work again.
Yeah. Why wouldn't we do this?
Yeah, kind of. But there was still a lot of things in the way at the time, wasn't there?
Yeah.
I've tried other bands and they were just, no offence to them, it wasn't like this one. So.
It's funny, isn't it? Mm. And what do you think that is, the mixture of your...
And they're all good players, they're all good songwriters, but it just, you know, wasn't as direct as this.
Sometimes 2 plus 2 equals 5, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And obviously you feel similarly. We've had so many messages about your recent gigs.
Okay.
People blown away. Apparently you made Monday feel like a Saturday in Brighton this week.
We're blown away by the people turning up.
Southampton was good.
Southampton was good. Yeah, Southampton was really good.
It was great.
You're playing tonight. Is it in Kingston tonight?
Kingston.
That's sold out. I think there's a couple of tickets left for Oxford tomorrow. I think so, anyway. Let's have a look here. Thezootons.com. If you, I mean, come on, it's Oxford for heaven's sake. What's wrong with you, Oxford? Well, let's not go there. No, only joking. Thezootons.com. A couple of tickets left for one more gig there tomorrow. And what about this summer? What else is going on? By the way, great album title, The Big Decider.
That's down to Neil, our keyboard player.
Big shout out to Neil.
Big shout out to Neil.
Okay, does he do more than just titles?
He does
a couple of lines as well here and there.
Does he actually?
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, what does that speak to? What does that mean? Does that mean shall we carry on or not carry on?
That's what I mean. If everyone says it, and they're like, "You sure you want to call it that?"
It's not necessarily
about this, but it does apply to a lot of things.
Well, go on. Give us another thing that it applies to. The big decision.
Life, mazes.
Oh my God.
Life and maze.
Yeah.
Decisions now, regrets later, or enjoyment later.
The big decider. Somebody said yesterday, Dr. Martha, who does the equine therapy, she was talking about right side, left side. She says the world is set up for left side. which is the and joy lives right side. So joy lives in the right side of your brain. It's where we draw. It's how we sing. You know, it's what we care and how we love. And left side is all logic and it's all pluses and minuses, which we need. Yeah. But the left side should always be servant to the right side. And the world is set up for it to be the opposite.
Wow. Oh,
so, right. But that's the world. It's not our world. So what we have to do is we have to do right side exercises like this, like live music. Okay. Give me books, Goosebumps, just talking about it. We need to develop that more. It's very important, isn't it?
Cool. Yeah. I've never heard that before.
I haven't heard that. That's amazing.
Oh, I got all this stuff. Yeah, cool. I'm boring myself now. Don't worry about it.
No, I said interesting.
Say it like you mean it, Abby. No, I'm joking. I'm so glad we met. This is so cool. Because you were just a bit late for TFI, weren't you?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah,
we missed it. Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
Watched
it. You never know.
But you were hanging out with Ian Brody. Ian was on the show loads of times. Yeah. Cass were on the show loads of times. Other great bands, Space, were on the show loads of times as well from Merseyside. Memories, inspirations. Go on, give us some of those.
From your show?
Well, from anything.
Sean Ryder.
From your formative
Sean
years.
Sean Ryder and Bez having a paper plate instead of a tambourine.
Oh, a tambourine.
Yeah.
On TFI, yeah.
Yeah.
I just well,
come on, chip in. Like,
I just remember Ian. I just remember Ian on it.
No, but you know, it's not just TFI, just generally. Who were you looking up to? Posters on the wall, you know, vinyl.
Do you know what? We were all like about 60s music, Pink Floyd and Jimi Hendrix and the Beatles. Yeah,
Nirvana.
And Beach Boys. So, yeah, Nirvana was a big one.
I remember the Bee Gees were on TFI Friday once.
Yeah, I don't, so thank you for that. To be honest, that's what I was asking.
You got them to sing Jive Talking.
Did I?
A cappella, and it was amazing.
Was it?
Oh, wow.
I can't remember any of this, so I just want you to tell me what happened on the show, that's all.
That sounds cool, though.
Because I've got to go and tell them Netflix is going to go, like, you know, so what was it about TFI? I have no idea. I can't remember any of it.
Go with that one, though. That's good.
Was
it? Yeah, that's a good story, yeah.
Jeez, yeah.
Paul McCartney do a whole show.
But I remember Paul McCartney, because we left on a speedboat up the Thames, because we thought, how would the Beatle leave? So we made this pontoon.
Because we had all the money.
We had all Channel 4. Sorry to all the other shows. We had all the Channel 4 money there. And then we jumped in this speedboat. We went off down the Thames. He said, where are we going? I said, we're going to turn around in a minute and go back. He said, oh, fair enough. It's good fun anyway. He turned up on Thursday for a total pro, McCartney. Yeah. Turned up on Thursday for the sound check. Just so cool.
No one was there.
What's that?
No one was there.
It was so cool. And he brought Linda, who's still around. May she rest in peace. God bless her soul. She made us all sandwiches and stuff.
That's so sweet.
Really cool. So what else do you want to get out there today? Come on, we're on. The Zootons.com album, The Big Decider, out this Friday. April 26th. By the way, James, currently enjoying their first ever number one album. So, you know, it's out there.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so they've had 18 albums out. Prior to last week, they had 9 top 10 albums. They'd never had a number one. They got to number one despite Beyonce. Massive on Friday, so that's great, isn't it?
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, they did.
Because
they were midweek number one when they came on our show to play live last Tuesday. And I said, you're midweek number one? They said, yeah, but, you know, midweek's one thing, Friday's another thing. They made it.
I think we're midweek for number 100.
No, man, come on, here we go.
If she gets a 99, that'd be great, you know.
Shed 7 got to number one too.
What's that?
Shed 7 got to number one.
Yeah, in January.
Yeah, didn't they? Yes. They were coming on the show. They are going to come on the show. They had to reschedule for various personal reasons. But if you're out there, we love you. You know we love you. You're welcome on our show anytime. We've got to have the Amy conversation. Have you seen Back to Black, the movie?
No, I've not seen it.
Okay, I went to see it. I didn't win it. They sent it to me. I loved it. The team have been to see it. We had some people on the show from it. Everybody's raving about it, apart from a couple of crusty, dusty, rusty old reviewers. And I'm thinking, maybe I've got this wrong. Maybe I'm too close to the product. But I thought it was absolutely amazing.
I'm going to go see
that's
it.
Good to hear.
Yeah,
can you just talk about Valerie for a second or two, if you don't mind? I know you've had the conversation 1,000 times before, have it now.
No, but... It's a gift from God, isn't it? When you write a song like that, it's special. And I don't see people come up to me and say, you know, you're gutted and all that. And I'm like, no, not one bit. It's because she's a great artist and she's covered one of our songs. Yeah. Sorry, I'm really rushing this. Nice one, Chris.
Don't rush it.
No, but it's big.
If you're happy to have the conversation, I'd like to have the conversation.
No, but yeah, I'm happy. It's like lightning. I always thought lightning's not going to strike twice when he sent me. And I played it and I liked it. And then it did. And then what happened with her.
Yeah.
And then now it's... it's just this, like you walk down the road and you hear our women singing it, you know, in pubs and that. And
yeah, yeah.
When I was a kid and you're into like Guns N' Roses and Nirvana and all that, you don't think you're going to be writing like one of them songs that your auntie sings.
Forever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You didn't standard.
Like, at the festivals, like when you can see like the women in the burger van and all that, and they all stop to sing it and like, and they all smile. Just to bring, amazing. To see the joy on people's faces is amazing.
I remember when it first came out, we started playing it I think it was on Virgin first time around. Of course it would have been, because it was after Radio On, the Radio On days, and it was just, it was so fresh. It's still box fresh now. I mean, we play loads of songs, you know, again and again and again. That's one of the songs we play again and again and again. It's not that you don't get bored of it. It's the opposite. It's always bright. It's always fresh. What is that about?
It carries memories with it, doesn't it? And brings certain parts of your life back with you.
Yeah. They do say you never hear the same song twice because you're a different person when you hear it. The song may not have changed, but you always have. The ears have changed that are listening to it. The heart has changed. Yeah. The brain has changed.
The taste buds.
But it's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. You know, what is it? D, E minor. What was going on there with that?
Yeah, D minor, G, F sharp, A.
Isn't that amazing? How great is music? So crazy, isn't it?
I wrote it in him. We done it in the room. We started playing with the riff. And then I got in the taxi and all the dun, 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 all that just came to me in a taxi. I didn't even have a guitar. And then I went to my ma's and I was like, this can't be good. I still lived in my ma's. And I just wrote it. And it was there and I was like, oh, this is good. I hope you like it. Wow. Sean was a bit gutted on the day though when I played it. He had a bit of song envy, I think. I've never said this on radio before, but I want to say it.
Right, come on.
He looked at me and he went, it's good though.
Come on, let's visit that. Right, so the first time Dave ever played you that song, where were you? What were you wearing? What did the room smell like?
He had suede kecks on. He had a leather shirt.
And a feather boa.
Well, there's nothing we can do about that. That's happened now.
He had a pair of Crocs on.
Come on, tell us about that moment.
And a trilby.
I remember just being like, I was a bit blown away by it. And I remember our manager said to me, he went, you text me and said, Dave's got Dave's wrote like a hit here.
Yeah,
because it was like we just had this jam and he'd went home and then he come back and he was like, oh, remember that girl Valerie, I wrote this song, sort of thing. And then it was that's good.
Yeah, I was in the
packing
room when you played it.
Song envy.
I always think if you're the subject of a song, you should get a bit of the money.
Don't say that.
No, I do.
What
do
you
I do.
There's all kinds of trouble there.
What are you doing?
Well, I know. I'm sorry. I'm just putting it out there. Yeah. Abby, what about the first time you heard it?
I was in the Pracky room. We were on the fifth floor of this building in town with seagulls in the roof of the birds that used to live in the room.
Live birds?
I think there was a seagull.
It was all damp in the room, so it was mouldy and all that.
It was a rock and roll seagull.
No, it was amazing. He blew me away.
You're right. What's the matter?
No, I'm not. That's okay.
Are you sure?
You didn't know.
No.
You're back in the room?
I'm back in the room.
It's all right, don't worry.
No, it's not that. I know.
Don't worry about it. It's all right. Don't worry about it. It's fine. We're all grown up. It's fine. I'll apologise so you don't have to. Apologies for anything that just happened. Won't happen again.
Sorry.
No, because we're so relaxed. That's the point, isn't it? It's why people love the show. Haven't asked for anybody to contact the show about you, and loads of people haven't. Frankly, it's getting on my nerves. It's called the Chris Evans Breakfast Show. It's not called the Zootons Breakfast Show. Liz in Horsham, long time listener, first time. What's up, huh? Going to see the Zootons tonight in Kingston. Can't wait. Liz in Horsham, Susie in Durham, enjoying a cuppa before work. A cappuccino. I saw the Zootons up in Newcastle at Wyland Brewery and they blew the roof off. Sound amazing today. Gareth from Silk Willoughby, but on the way to Telford. Our daughter was born almost 18 years ago to the sound of the Zootons. First album. It was a planned C-section. And I don't think the medical staff appreciated it when the lyrics, pressure, 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 rang out.
I met that woman at a signing recently.
Really?
I thought she was lying. Well, I didn't think she was lying. I thought a fella was lying, but then she told me the story.
That they wanted to ring out. Nikki says, fantastic to hear the Zootons this morning. I saw them supporting REM around 20 years ago and they still sound just as good. Wow. Tell us about that, REM.
Yeah, that was cool.
Played to like
the cricket ground or something.
Stadiums.
Wasn't Milton Keynes, was it?
No, do you know what happened?
We ended up playing with Oasis in Milton Keynes because we were going to do Hyde Park with REM and the 7-7 tragedy
happened.
And so, but Noel rang us and Baby Shambles had dropped out and said, oh, can you fill in? And we're like, funnily enough, we've just had a gig cancelled there, yeah. So we ended up doing that with them. But it was like Ipswich, we played at Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, Hull
like,
City, the Tigers Ground, yeah, and all that. Bristol like, that City. Great. Oh, no, that was ridiculous.
Mike Mills was one of the soundest people going in bands. He was lovely.
Yeah.
They'd been in a band so long, though, that they just all had different busts. It was like they got on stage, had a great time, and then just didn't speak for the rest of the time.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah,
but then again, you know.
I don't like they hated each other.
It's phases you go through, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Phases.
Yeah.
I've got loads of those stories. Abigail in Worthing. Loving the Zeton so much. The Brighton gig was absolutely awesome. Please come to Worthing next. Sue from Paisley. Used to live on Arran and now my husband lived on the mainland. My now husband lived on the mainland. He used to play Valerie whilst watching me disappear on the ferry and he changed Valerie to Susie. I would also listen at the same time knowing he was singing it to me. That's technically plagiarism, Sue, that you might owe them some money. Just so you know. And talking about money, money's been on. The Zetons are incredible, spine tingling. Right, what next? Come on.
What song?
Yes, please, if you don't mind.
We're going to do The Big Decider, the title track.
All right, here we go. Perfect.
Okay. All that screaming, so excited, getting nowhere, rolling dice. This could be the big decider. This could be the big decider. This could be the big decider. This could be the big decider.
That was awesome. Big decider, superb. All right, so here we go. You can go and see Zetons. This is the only way so far you can go and see them before September by buying the last of two tickets available for tomorrow night. That's it. There are two tickets available tomorrow night in Oxford. Olympia in Liverpool sold out Friday 26th. Saturday 27th, Prism Kingston back there on Saturday, there tonight. But you can go and see them in Oxford tomorrow. And that is it, my friends. Your North American touring in September, pretty good. Toronto, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Niall Rodgers produced this album along with Ian Brody. Is that right?
Yeah.
Come on, tell us more. Come on, give me some Rodgers chat.
Well, do you know what? It was the first time we got like a first choice producer. You have a wish list, and like, I think I might have just read the book, or me and Abby had read his book, and we were like, oh, Niall Rodgers, we throw that name in. And one of our managers said, oh, actually, I might have a contact for him. And literally, like, two or three days later, he was on the Zoom singing a song back to us.
Singing Creepin'
on the dance floor. And we were just like, this is weird. Like,
what was that like?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Like nuts.
Was he in tune?
Yeah. He was like half knowing the words.
Don't go quiet, honestly.
Just letting us have a go.
You've got all quiet now because of the thing that
she's American now.
What?
Valerie's American, you can't talk, but money and stuff, people take that same.
Oh, do they?
It's been on, but on live on radio, you probably shouldn't talk.
No, but obviously, it's not a thing. This is my stupid left field opinion.
okay.
So, what does Niall do? Because Rick Rubin. You know, obviously, obviously we know Rubin. If you know anything about music, you know about Rick Rubin. And he said that his job, because he famously can't play a note, and he says that his job was always, massive fan, great pair of ears, loves his music. But he said his job was to be creative with ideas. How about a bit of this? You know, obviously, your Run DMC meets your Aerosmith, blah, blah, blah. And the rest is history and still quite a lot of mystery. But he says it's all about, you know, where are we going to make the album? You know, is it on top of a mountain? You know, what are we going to have around? What's the vibe going to be like? Do I need to smooth out issues between the band? Obviously, Niall Rodgers will be, I would imagine, you know, he's focused on the musicality of things, isn't he?
Yeah, he wears shoes.
He's got great style. No, he was just like a calming sort of like.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Chilled,
like,
though.
Yeah,
you're
chill.
Quite chilled, though, aren't you? You seem to be quite chilled.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah, it's funny that, isn't it? No, you're right. Yeah, come on, tell us about that. So Zetons' collective vibe, second time around, compared to Zetons' collective vibe.
I preferred it.
Yeah. A lot more
it's a different dynamic.
Reasonable. A lot
there was
more
a reason
reasonable.
It stopped in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's completely different.
I'm sober.
Are you totally sober?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
How long for?
3 years.
How many?
Three years.
Yeah, I'm 327 days today.
Oh, well,
it's a different world, isn't it?
Congratulations.
Different world, don't you think so?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it is. It's not like, what's
327 days? Like 2 years?
Nearly a year.
June 3rd.
Oh, yeah, of course.
In between my daughter's birthday and my son's birthday.
Oh, well,
June 1st and 4th. You know, and my wife on the same day. We just got up one Saturday morning and said, that's enough. By the way, we left nothing on the pitch.
Yeah.
I'm sure you left nothing on the pitch at all.
Yeah. I had to go to rehab and everything, me. Yeah, yeah.
And how are you now?
I'm okay.
Yeah. Is it a constant work?
It's just like
we're dead proud of what he's done, though.
Yeah. So
I've realised that I've got a load of mental stuff. I'm just kind of an odd, awkward person at times. So that's why I was drinking a lot, you know, and doing whatever else a lot.
Yeah.
So now I just kind of accept it a bit more and then get on with it quicker. Rather than getting an hangover and going, I know what I can do, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, you just got to face it and just go, you know, I'm a bit of a divvy and that's just how it is. And as soon as you accept that, I think it's okay.
Yeah, because they talk about different energy, but it's not. It's the same energy having a different day. That's the difference to it, I think.
Yeah.
Because all energy is the same. It just turns left one day and right the next. But it's all that, you only have a certain amount of energy, you know, and you know, they say, if you're angry, you can't be creative. If you're creative, you can't be angry. Why not? Because you've only got one energy supply. That's it.
Yeah,
and it's up to you whether you choose blue, red or green, to add that day. I'm with you all the way. Did you fear, Dave, at the back of your mind or the front of your mind, that if you became sober, you'd just be a bit too boring to write decent songs and to...
Yeah, I did. But then I looked at the songs I'd wrote when I was in the last 16 years or whatever, and I was like, none of them are that good. Yeah. And I haven't finished most of them and I can't really sing them. So what's the point?
I think he's got better.
It's interesting.
Do you know what I mean? Now I actually write songs and I actually like want to play them to people and go, I like this. I enjoy it. Like, I'm not just thinking about how to escape.
Yeah, no,
things,
I think...
Do you know what I mean?
You take more time on them as well, don't you?
If there's a balance to anything in life, then that's great. But once there's an imbalance, then you have to first of all... acknowledge it, surrender to it, and then respond to it. You know all this stuff.
I think the difference is now it's just, I mean, I've got a kid now and a lovely partner. I'm getting married on the 11th.
Congratulations.
Of May. Yeah. So when they came into my life, I realised I didn't want to be a bad dad.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? I did, and I would have been.
For yourself, as much as anybody else.
Yeah, but dad was the boost that I needed because I'd probably still been dabbling now. And kind of in and out of it.
It's all right now and again.
And then the
guilt of that would make you do it more and all
that. Yeah, it's madness.
It's funny. So one way I described it is I used to have a drink and have that kind of time to take the edge off. And I like the edge, but sometimes the edge got very tiring. Mm. But then instead of taking the edge off, it began to take the shine off because I had a shiny life, which I didn't have before. And I don't want the shine taken off because it's too beautiful.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
And I think a massive part of it for me was you have to go alone. You know, all your mates, not that you think they're your mates, but they exist on the aisle. When you take that out, they're gone.
Different tribe.
And that's okay because that's what they do.
Yeah.
But for you, at first, you're like, how come I... And then you're just like, do you know what? What have you got... After a while, you think, what have I got to talk to them about?
Yeah.
And then you go and see them in the pub for half an hour. And it's like, well, this is what was going on. It's not looking down.
No judgment.
It's just like, I don't want to do that anymore. Yeah. I'd rather do things like this. Do you know what I mean?
Control the controllables. Stop it. It's called the Chris Evans Show. It's not the Zooton Show. What is this going on with these guys? Kelly says, just love listening to the amazing Zootons. Wondering if they remember the Wirral back in 2008, the gardening gig.
What's going on with
the gardening gig?
We played in someone's garden.
It was a competition for a magazine, and it was someone won a gig in the garden.
Gig in the garden.
Like, I don't know if that's a good prize. We went to the garden.
Alex Zooton's great memory. Saw them in a tiny club in Germany? In 2004. I bought their homemade CD, still have it tucked away. Then I saw them again supporting you two some years later. You've had some supports, haven't you?
We did two at Munich Stadium and Nice, something.
Nice.
I never met you two, though.
We were sectioned off.
Quincy Jones was there. with Eleanor Christensen.
I mean, come
asking
on.
Him
I
know. If he, if
what are you going to say to that, like?
Well.
Yeah.
Hi, Helena.
Yeah, how are you doing? All right, Quince. Paul from Cockermouth here saw the Zootons in Carlisle. They are totally amazing band to see live. Vanessa was meant to see Zootons with REM and was gutted to miss them, so it's great to hear them this morning. Loving this treat from the Zootons this morning. Being stuck in school traffic is a dream today, says Gareth in Ipswich. Lorraine from Abingdon. Zootons tickets bought for tomorrow. Boom!
Yes.
Yes.
I think we're done with tickets for tomorrow. Matt in Rio Green saw the Zootons in 2008 supporting Paul McCartney at Anfield, also supported by Kaiser Chiefs and Peter Kay as Compare. Brilliant to have them back. Listen, it's news time now, but to be honest, we've sort of missed the news, so I don't think anybody's noticed. So should we just have another Zootons song?
Yes, please.
Have you got another one?
Yeah.
Okay, one more time for everything Zootons. Well, Zootons.com.
Yeah.
Play what?
What's going to play?
Oh, we are going to brandish a saxophone for this one. Thank God we asked. Okay. Abby, when did you first pick up the sax?
When I was 14. Yeah?
Did you duck to water or...?
I had some lessons and then, but I say I proper learned, I proper learned when I joined the band because, like, when I first joined the band, I didn't really know how to improvise or nothing like that. So I had to learn quick, you know what I mean?
All
right. Sorry.
We're not in a rush at all. Don't worry about it.
Let me just...
Okay, Zootons coming in hot. Okay, this is a bonus performance, everyone. So you are all the lucky duckies this morning. Dave, do you want to give us a preview? What are we gonna hear next?
It's called Remember Me. It's off our first record.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Remember Me, third single from the band's debut album, Who Kills? Zootons, 2004. Imagine it live from the top of the tower. And thank you for giving us that little confirmation end chord now so we know when to cheer. That little da-da-da-da, ba-ba. Oh, that's wonderful. We all owe a debt of gratitude to loads of people we've met along the way and given us a nod and pushed us in the right direction and maybe nudged us away from something that's not so good for us. Who was the first person that said, oh, you got to hear this band Zootons, and record company-wise or A&R-wise, who would you say thanks to for that tipping point?
Alan. Sorry, Paul. Give us a good thing. Alan Wills.
Alan Wills.
Well, he signed us, yeah, but I mean...
He was like, Alan Wills. He was like... So he was at Delta Sonic's records head, but he passed away. But he was the one who sort of
said... Did he come and see you?
He said that me and Dave should play together. He said to Dave, you've got good songs. And I was in another band. He was like, you should get together. And he sort of like... I don't know, he guided us and then he signed us to the record label.
So he's like Cilla Black.
Yeah, he was a hard man.
Cool. All right. Well, it's great to meet you.
Got to meet you
too. Nice one for that.
Yeah, it took a while, but I think it was worth the wait for me. I hope it was worth the wait for you.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's been boss. Thanks.
Yeah. Great. So, what are you going to do for the summer?
We've got some shows.
You got some fezzies.
We have got some fezzies.
Playing with Madness in a few places. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Richard Ashcroft.
Yeah, Richard Ashcroft.
Yeah, we got Richard playing at
July 21st, I think that is.
Cool.
Yeah. Wigan.
All right, well, listen, don't be strangers. Now that we've broken the bread, please don't be strangers.
You know where we are. Defo.
You're more than welcome. It's great to see
thanks,
you guys.
Thanks for having us.
You are so, so welcome. The album is out. It's out this Friday. The Big Decider. Zootons.com. For anything Zootons, you're very welcome.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
This is going to be something I'll remember, and that's a really lovely thing. I don't think I was able to do that in the past.
And James Bay. Come on, let
it go. Don't you agree that everybody needs someone when they feel alone?
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.